Well, it's still Friday, November 26th. This is the second update for today. There's been some more information on the spread of the new variant. It has now been reported to be in Israel with one confirmed case and two suspect cases. These cases the first one anyway is a traveler from Malawi. The second two may also be from Malawi. They're travelers also. Malawi has not reported any cases yet directly, so these one to three cases in Israel would indicate that the virus is already in Malawi, but has not been reported from there. There's been some additional information on the travelers in Hong Kong. Hong Kong has released sequences of the S gene in addition to full sequences. Those two partial sequences give more information on the travelers. It indicates that the first traveler was from South Africa, but the second traveler was from Canada. However, that may not indicate that the virus is already in Canada, because that traveler developed symptoms several days after the traveler from South Africa was quarantined. They were both in the same hotel. The rooms were across the hall from each other, and it's more likely that the traveler from Canada is an example of onward transmission in Hong Kong, in the hotel being used to quarantine patients that are travelers that came from high-risk countries like South Africa and Canada. A little bit of housekeeping. I had said that the deletions found in the new variant at positions 6970 and 145 were in the alpha, beta, and gamma. They actually were just in the alpha. There were three deletions in the NSB gene at positions 106, 107, and 108. And those three deletions were in alpha, beta, and gamma. And those same deletions are present in the new variant. If you recall, the alpha is the variant that originated in the UK. Beta was the variant that originated in South Africa. And gamma is the variant that originated in Brazil. All three of those, in addition to having those three deletions, they all had N501Y, which is also in the new variant. So the fact that that variant is missing the amino acids at position 69 and 70 allowed this more rapid test to be used. Was initially called the S dropout and then subsequently called the SGTF for spike gene target failure. And that assay was initially identified using a commercial screening, which used three different regions in its PCR tests for its primers, and the primers that were directed at the N-terminal domain or near positions, near and including positions 69 and 70 in the protein, gave a negative result because that region, those six nucleotides had been deleted. And so it was a little bit, it wasn't quite as specific as it could be, because even before the alpha, which had that deletion, there were other variants, B1 versions that were in mink farms as well as many countries in Europe, and they had the deletion at 69 and 70. They didn't have the deletion at 145, and they didn't have the N501Y. And so, but they were at higher concentrations of virus. They had a lower CT score. So by using a lower CT score and an S dropout, that led to the initial identification. And there were some modifications which targeted position 145 also. But subsequently, the alpha became dominant. So you could pick it up just using the standard PCR testing because it started becoming a high percentage of the total number of cases. But in the early stages, this S dropout was a quick way to identify this variant, especially outside of the UK. And in fact, that was used to identify most of the alpha variants in the US, most notably by Helix. Helix was using that assay, and they identified most of the US alpha cases, and those were done with the SGTF assay. So that is being applied to South Africa, and that is showing that the virus is spreading very fast. So it is outcompeting the Delta. It has something like 32 mutations in the spike gene. Several of them are found in the Beta, the South African variant, but others are not as specific. Some are found in the Delta. The change of position 484, the E to A, is not the same mutation, same position, but not the same mutation as E 484K that was present in the Beta and Gamma, but the E484A was initially starting to show up in some of the alphas up in the UK. And most recently, it has shown up in various versions of Delta. So Delta currently has most of the E484A mutations, and that is present in the vast majority of the sequences that have been designated as the new NU variant, or also known as B.1.1.529. And so this particular variant is causing concern. It's being reported now in multiple countries. It spread very dramatically in South Africa. It's in most of the provinces now, as determined by the SGTF rapid PCR test. And there's growing concerns. The stock market has fallen dramatically, especially the airline stocks already this morning. And there's concern that the cases that were travelers in Israel and the travelers in Hong Kong were all fully vaccinated. And several of the cases in South Africa were listed in the characterization sheet as vaccine breakthroughs. So they were vaccinated also. And the concern is that the deletion by position 145, which is larger in the new, it's 143, 144, and 145, that is causing vaccine resistance. And the virus has got so many mutations in the spike gene that it is evading the immune response generated by the vaccine, as well as the immune response generated by prior infections. And so people who are fully vaccinated are catching this virus. And right now it's currently being found most commonly in younger adults. And unfortunately, the younger adults are the population that is among the least vaccinated. So many of them are vaccinated but getting infected anyway, while others are not vaccinated and probably even more easy prey for the virus and for the spread.